We continue today with lesson number 66 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We're in the 17th Perek, the 6th and 7th Mishnah. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. Mishneh Vov. Yesterday, we learned that with reference to a rimon, to a pomegranate, which is the exemplar of the shiur of a whole necessary to render a previously tome keli no longer tome, or a previous keli which was susceptible to kabbalas tuma no longer mekabel tuma. What type of rimon are we speaking about? A large rimon, a small rimon, a rimon ebadon, etc. Now, what about the shiur, the measure of a kebetza, of something the size of an egg? Because Chazal say that le'inyan tumas ochlin, when it comes to foodstuffs being tome, that a quantity of foodstuff which is tome can only be mekabel, only be metame, only can render tome other foodstuffs. It's if the first foodstuff is the size of a egg. If it's smaller than the size of an egg, it cannot render other food tome. Only if it's the size of an egg can it be metame ochlim acherim. So what size egg are we speaking about? Says the Mishnah, kabeitza she'omru, when they said the shiur of a kabeitza with reference to tumas ochlin, lo gedola v'lo katana elo beinonis. We're not discussing a very large egg and not a very small egg, but an average size egg. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, how do you measure an average size egg? Maybe gedola shebagdolos. You take the biggest egg out there, a huge egg. Uktano shebiktanos, and a small teeny egg, the smallest egg you got. Venosin letoch hamayim, and you put both eggs into a tub of water. The tub of water is filled to the rim. And when you put the eggs in, a certain amount of water will be displaced by these two eggs. So now you have a measure of water, which is the displacement of the huge egg and the very small, tiny egg. V'cholek es hamayim, and you take that amount and split it in half. That is the size of the average egg. The average egg is the mean, M-E-A-N, between the huge and the very, very small eggs. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, come on now. V'chimi modieni, ezehu yi gedola ve'ezehu katana. How are you going to tell me which is the big egg, which is the small egg, which is the biggest egg, which is the smallest egg? I mean, I've seen bigger eggs, you've seen smaller eggs. It's all subjective. And that's what he says, indeed. Ela hakolafi daitol shilroa. It is all subjective, and you got to decide for yourself what the average egg looks like, and the general opinion of the average egg. That's the egg which is the decisor of whether this amount of food what can be metame other food, whether it's a shear of kebetza the tame tomas ochlem. That was Mishneh Vov. When it comes to Mishneh Zayin, Kagrogres she'omru, with reference to certain halachos, for example, with reference to carrying on Shabbos, how much food has to be carried on Shabbos from your house to the street in order for you to be chayev on Shabbos, for you to have carried on Shabbos from one domain to another? So the shear is defined in Maseches Shabbos in the 7th Perek, Hamotzi Ochlin Kegrogros. If you Kegrogres is a dried fig. So if you carry out a quantity of food equal to the size of this Grogeres, this dried fig, then you are chayiv. And for other things also, we measure food in terms of the size of a Grogeres. So what size Grogeres are we talking about? They also come in a range of sizes. Lo gedola, below katano, elo beinonis. Average, middle of the road, grogeres. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, hakadola shebe Eretz Yisrael, the large grogeres in Eretz Yisrael, he ha beinonis shememadinos, is the average size in chutz la'oretz. That kind of doesn't speak well of the grogeres in Eretz Yisrael, because the big ones there are only average compared to the the big ones there are only equal to the average ones Turkey or Istanbul or Iran. That's the Girsa that we have. Others, the Gaon, says the opposite. Haktano Sheba Eretz Yisrael. The smallest grogris in Eretz Yisrael is the Beinonis in the Medinos. That's more Shevach, more praise to Eretz Yisrael. In any case, we have concluded now the seventh Mishnah, and we have ended the 66th lesson, lesson number 66 of our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim.